Welcome to Covenant Presbyterian Church in West Des Moines, Iowa. During the coronavirus pandemic, we are worshiping exclusively online. This is a recording of our service. Thank you for joining us. Good morning and welcome to worship with Covenant Presbyterian Church. We are so grateful that you are joining us from wherever you are today. During today's service, we will be celebrating Covenant's graduating seniors. Graduates, we are sure that you were picturing a very different graduation season than the one you are having right now. We are so proud of everything that you have accomplished. We look forward to what comes next for you, and we love you. We will also share our prayer requests later in the service. In order to share prayer requests with us, you can send us a Facebook message or just comment right on this live video. Next week is Memorial Day weekend. And we are adding something new to our worship on Memorial Day weekend. We will be recognizing our departed loved ones. We will include those congregation members who have passed away since last Memorial Day, and we invite you to share with us anyone else who is on your hearts. Simply email those names to the church office sometime this week, and we will get those included in the service next Sunday. Also this week, we invite you to join us for two online fellowship events. Covenant's Coffee Hour is every Tuesday afternoon at 2 o'clock, and this will be Covenant's second weekly Happy Hour, Thursday at 6. So we invite you to join us for both of those fellowship events this week. I also want to invite you on behalf of Des Moines Presbytery to join the Presbytery for a special online worship service this Tuesday at 11 o'clock. This is in place of the regular Presbytery meeting. You are welcome to join us for a special worship with communion Tuesday at 11 o'clock. And as we gather for worship today, we welcome God's presence. I invite you to take a deep breath with me as we welcome God. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, Amen. This is the day that the Lord has made. Let us rejoice and be glad in it. Alleluia, Christ is risen. Our opening hymn this morning is, I greet thee, who my sure Redeemer art. on account of God's vast mercy, we have been born anew into a living hope through the resurrection of Jesus Christ from the dead. Without fear, let us confess our sins. Almighty God, when you raised Jesus from the grave, you shattered the power of sin and death. We confess that we remain captive to doubt and fear, bound by the ways that lead to death. We overlook the poor and the hungry, and pass by those who mourn. We turn away from the cries of the oppressed, and dismiss calls for peace. We look down on those who are weak, and we abuse the earth you created. Forgive us, God of mercy. Help us to trust your power to change our lives and make us new. Teach us the joy of abundant life you give us through Jesus Christ, the risen Lord. Amen. Friends, hear the good news. Jesus carried our sins in his own body on the cross. He did this so that we might live in righteousness, healed and set free from sin. In the name of Jesus Christ, we are forgiven. Forgiven and freed, we are beloved siblings, children of God. May the peace of Christ be with you. This is the time that we often do our show and tell, but we have a special moment in today's service because every year we take time at this service, which would ordinarily be the last Sunday service before Memorial Day. So it's the last Sunday service of our ordinary program year, which didn't end in the way that it normally does this year. Every year we take time at this service to recognize our Christian education teachers. Covenant's Christian Education Program offers growth opportunities for kids from age 3 through high school for adults of every age. CE teaches us the stories that are in the Bible, teaches us about the practices that we use in worship, issues in today's life and society, and ways to express the story of Jesus in art and in service. And all this teaching is wrapped in love. Many of our CE teachers have even spent time checking in with their students while we've been physically away from each other due to the coronavirus. Our CE program is made possible by countless hours of service by our teachers. And so we lift up thanks today for our CE teachers. Thank you to John F., Warren Pitcher, Russ Marshall, Bob Anthony, Lee Cox, John Sproul, Barbara Todd, Marilyn Johnson, Deb Kellogg, Perry Van Tassel, Diane Johnson, Anne McGowan, Jerry and Jean Castor, Ryan and Lisa Albers, Wes Schieber, Rhonda Barker, Elaine Berry, Tammy Sproul, Kayla Phillips, Scott Telford, Steve and Carol Brazzi, Morgan Freeberg, Heidi Drake, Emily Smith, Angela Countryman, Lotsamy Hilliard, Joe and Jen Chance. We also thank William Byer and Heather Blue Ballou, who lead Covenant's Kids in music. And a special thanks to the one whose dedication and skill makes all those volunteers' service a joy. Thank you to our Director of Christian Education, Laura Schieber. Thank you, everyone, for a great year of Christian education. And we come then to our scripture reading from 1 Peter chapter 3. Will you join me in prayer? God of life, send us your Holy Spirit. Make our hearts holy places for Christ to dwell. Teach us to speak words of hope and show us how to live in Christ's resurrection. Amen. From 1 Peter chapter 3, beginning at verse 8. Finally, all of you, have unity of spirit, sympathy, love for one another, a tender heart and a humble mind. Do not repay evil for evil or abuse for abuse, but on the contrary, repay with a blessing. It is for this that you were called, that you might inherit a blessing. For those who desire life and desire to see good days, let them keep their tongues from evil and their lips from speaking deceit. Let them turn away from evil and do good. Let them seek peace and pursue it. For the eyes of the Lord are on the righteous, and his ears are open to their prayer. But the face of the Lord is against those who do evil. Now who will harm you if you are eager to do what is good? But even if you suffer for doing what is right, you are blessed. Do not fear what they fear, and do not be intimidated, but in your hearts sanctify Christ as Lord. Always be ready to make your defense to anyone who demands from you an accounting for the hope that is in you. Yet do it with gentleness and reverence. Keep your conscience clear so that when you are maligned, those who abuse you for your good conduct in Christ may be put to shame. For it is better to suffer for doing good, if suffering should be God's will, than to suffer for doing evil. For Christ also suffered for sins once for all, the righteous for the unrighteous, in order to bring you to God. He was put to death in the flesh, but made alive in the spirit, in which also he went and made a proclamation to the spirits in prison, who in former times did not obey, when God waited patiently in the days of Noah, during the building of the ark, in which a few, that is, eight persons, were saved through water. And baptism, which this prefigured, now saves you, not as a removal of dirt from the body, but as an appeal to God for a good conscience through the resurrection of Jesus Christ, who has gone into heaven and is at the right hand of God with angels, authorities, and powers made subject to him. This is the word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Thank you. Thank you, William and Joyce. When we celebrate our CE teachers, I think of my CE teachers as well, the ones who, as I was growing up, showed me how to live Jesus' life in the world. I'm thinking today about Maxine. I never did know precisely how old Maxine is. It's a matter of record, we can find out, but that's not the point. Because Maxine was so young for her age. You'd think that she stayed young by golfing every day, which was true. But it was even more true that Maxine stayed young through things like the big mission trip she went on every summer, going to do home repair in a deeply impoverished community. She and many other volunteers would go and spend time sharing with their neighbors in this community. And as they shared with their neighbors, they would of course live in the same kind of poverty that their neighbors were living in. And as they were there, they received such rich, abundant hospitality from those same neighbors they were there to serve. The blessings went both ways in this relationship. And that was Maxine. Maxine showed the joy of just constantly seeking new ways to bless someone else, whoever it was she was with, whoever she had access to at the time. She would find a way to be a blessing for them. And it was always possible to be a blessing for them. Times of stress and worry and disappointment can make it hard for us to recognize the ways that we can bless others. It can make us wonder if blessing someone else is even really a possibility at the moment. The stresses of the pandemic and the economic suffering around us and the stress of being community and the grief of losing those milestones that we expected to happen in a certain way can make it hard for us to be optimistic during a time like this. It can be easier for us to back ourselves into false choices between just resuming everything exactly as it was or keeping everything as it is right now to try to protect our neighbors, as if the way that things were was good for everyone to begin with. it's harder but more honest to spend time grieving. To grieve not only the disappointments that we ourselves have faced, but to grieve also for the lives threatened and for the tens of thousands of lives that have been lost so far in the course of this pandemic. But when I think about something like being optimistic, I carry with me the words of Rabbi Jonathan Sacks. Rabbi Sacks was the former chief rabbi of Great Britain, and he made a really important distinction between optimism and hope. Rabbi Sacks says that optimism is the idea that things will get better. Just all by themselves, things will get better. But hope is not the idea that things will get better by themselves. It's the recognition that we can make things better. He said it doesn't take any work to be optimistic. You just sit there and you wait for things to change. Rabbi Sacks, speaking in the context of Jewish history, understands that optimism is terribly unrealistic. Things don't get better by themselves. But he also says, you can't be a faithful Jew. We can't be faithful people without hope. Because hope does the hard work of finding a way to change how things are. Not to wait for things to improve by themselves, but to make things better through our own work in partnership with God. And Rabbi Sacks says that if Jewish history means that optimism is completely unrealistic, Jewish survival is a testimony to hope. So in our stressful and often disheartening moment, Rabbi Sacks asks, not when will it get better? He asks, how can we make things better? I think Maxine would ask that as well. She would ask, how can I share a blessing with someone right now? How would it be possible for me to bless someone right now? And the secret is that it's always possible. It's always possible to be a blessing. It may not be wise for us to worship in large groups. That may be true for some time. So how could we be the church together? How could we be the church in mission right where we already are? How is it that we might be able to bless our neighbors in ways that we didn't even realize until this strange and confusing time? How could we be in mission in smaller settings? How could we bless our neighbors by making room for that mission in ways that we didn't even realize were there? We believe it's possible to be a blessing to our neighbors. We believe it's possible to share the good news because Jesus showed us how to do that. Peter reminds us that Jesus repaid cursing with blessing. He was always willing to bless no matter what. Just as God transformed the waters of the flood into a sign of salvation for Noah, Jesus does the same for us in baptism. Jesus even transformed his very death into new life. Because in Jesus' grace, even death itself gives way to blessing. So that's it. That's the gospel. Even death itself gives way to blessing. So let us go and bless. Amen. This next hymn is probably a new one for many of us who worship together regularly. This is the risen Christ who walks on wounded feet. As we move into a time of prayer, we lift up special prayers for the class of 2020. Those whose final semester of high school or college has been upended by the coronavirus pandemic. And we offer here greetings from Covenant's graduates.
Hi everyone, I'm Lily Barker, daughter of Brian and Rhonda Barker, and I'll be graduating from Valley High School and attending the University of Northern Iowa for elementary education.
My name is Emma Kellogg. I am the daughter of Perry and Deb Kellogg, and I am a senior at Urbandale High School. This fall, I'm going to University of Northern Iowa to study English with intentions to teach high school.
Hi, I'm Ryan New. I'm a senior at Valley High School, and I'm attending Central College next fall to play football and major in business. Thank you all for supporting me throughout the years.
I am Adam Simons, the son of Matt and Trista Simons. I will be graduating from Valley High School in West Des Moines. I will be attending the University of Iowa and studying speech and hearing science.
I am Brianna Springer, the daughter of Brad and Terry Springer. I graduated from the University of Northern Iowa in December with a degree in earth science and a minor in geology. I currently work in Peoria, Illinois as a laboratory analyst at PDC Laboratories.
Sarah Whitmer is the daughter of Mike Whitmer and Julie Whitmer. Sarah is graduating from Dallas Center Grimes High School. She will attend St. Olaf College this fall, majoring in technical theater design. James Barger is the grandson of Leota Jokums. James is graduating from Iowa State University with a degree in forestry. Jacob Castor is the grandson of Jerry and Jean Castor. He will be graduating from Valley High School. He will attend Iowa State University this fall, majoring in accounting. Lauren Patton, the granddaughter of Sally Patton, is graduating from River Ridge High School in Woodstock, Georgia. She will attend the University of Georgia this fall, majoring in biology. Lexi Patton, granddaughter of Sally Patton, is graduating from Central College with a degree in accounting and business administration. She is working for Grinnell Mutual as a personal lines claims adjuster. Tyler Shearer, a grandson of Sally Patton, is graduating from Boston University Law School. He will be a judicial clerk to the judge of the 8th Circuit Court of Appeals in Iowa. Please join me in prayer for all these graduates whom we love so dearly. Eternal God, your will guides our lives, and your wisdom leads us to truth. We pray for these graduates who are finishing courses of study and moving on to what is next under such unusual circumstances. Take away all anxiety in this time of change and help each of them to trust in the path you unfold for their future. Guide them as they use the knowledge and skills they have gained to grow in love and to serve their neighbors. For the sake of Jesus Christ, our Lord. Amen. As we come into our prayers of the people, we lift up prayers for all these joys and concerns that are on our hearts today. We certainly pray for all students who are graduating from high school or college during these uncertain times. We lift up prayers of thanksgiving for all of Covenant's teacher volunteers and our CE program. We lift up prayers for the family and friends of Lila Cherry, who died early Monday morning from COVID-19. Lila's memorial service will be this Friday at Hamilton's funeral home. We pray for Bernie Saylor, who has been hospitalized this week with COVID-19. We pray for Ryan Barton, Lynn Barton's 3.5-year-old grandson. Ryan was hospitalized after suffering multiple seizures on Sunday. He is now home with medication. We pray for very small churches who may not be able to afford after this time to come back to in-person worship. We pray for the people of the Philippines as they recover from Typhoon Vongfong, and we pray for those in North Carolina who are on alert for Tropical Storm Arthur. We pray for Leilani, a friend of Sherry Wiley, who is suffering from back pain. And we pray for Jerry Castor, who is at Iowa Methodist having tests this weekend and the beginning of the week. We lift all these joys, all these concerns, and all the needs of this world before God in prayer. We come near to you, O Lord, because you are good. Your faithful love is forever. We pray to you, Lord our Savior, God of our salvation, answer us with grace. We give you thanks and praise, O God, because you have become our salvation. By your grace, we have everlasting life. And so we lift up these prayers. Prayers for graduates as they finish one chapter in life and move on to the next. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. For Covenant's Christian Ed teachers who share joy and love and wisdom with their students, God of our salvation, answer us with grace. For the family and friends of Lila as they mourn her loss, God of our salvation, answer us with grace. For Bernie, as he continues to struggle against the coronavirus, God of our salvation, answer us with grace. For Ryan, and for his parents, and for all who are caring for him, God of our salvation, answer us with grace. For Leilani, for her back, for her healing. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. For the people of the Philippines, for the people of North Carolina, for all who face natural disasters during this time. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. For Jerry, as he awaits testing and answers. God of our salvation, answer us with grace. And for your very small churches who are wondering what the future holds, God of our salvation, answer us with grace. O God, your love prepares for us joy beyond our understanding. Pour into our hearts such love for you that we may trust always in your promises made in the resurrection of Jesus Christ our Lord. In Jesus' name we pray, saying, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done on earth as in heaven. Give us today our daily bread. Forgive us our sins as we forgive those who sin against us. Save us from the time of trial and deliver us from evil. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. Children of God, we are chosen by God to become a holy priesthood, offering up spiritual sacrifices through Jesus Christ. We offer up these gifts because we know it is always possible to bless. One way that Covenant blesses our neighbors is through the pastor's discretionary fund. We are able as a church to meet financial needs that may fall through the gaps of other assistance programs. The discretionary fund has paid for expenses like rental deposits, utilities, prescriptions, even power steering fluid. I administer the pastor's discretionary fund as needed to address unusual needs in people's lives. You may be aware of a particular material need in someone's life, either within the congregation or outside it. If you are aware of a particular material need, whether that's a financial need or some other kind, would you please share that information confidentially with me, or with Rev. Marcy, or with your shepherd? We would love to help meet those needs, in part through your generosity to the pastor's discretionary fund. Covenant and our mission partners continue to need your support. You can give online at wdmcovenant.org/donate or mail your check to the church address. Will you pray with me? Eternal God, we praise you that Christ has conquered death and raised us up into new life. By your Spirit, bless the gifts we offer to you. Let our lives be signs of Christ's life, and let everything we do reflect his love, with thanksgiving and glory to you forever. Amen. Our closing hymn this morning is "Christ is Alive, Let Christians Sing." Christ is alive. Christ is risen. Everything is complete. So join in prayer, love each other sincerely, serve each other as good stewards of God's gifts. And in everything, let God be honored through Jesus Christ with the Holy Spirit, one God, to whom be honor and power forever, always. Amen. Thank you for listening. Learn more about our mission at wdmcovenant.org.